This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Extraordinary news today. Yep, a deep state left-wing activist working for the Treasury Department has been arrested. Her last name is Edwards, and she allegedly leaked classified financial documents to BuzzFeed reporters, who then used those documents to write many stories. There are at least 12 news stories that were based on these leaked documents that are illegal leaks. The woman is being charged with multiple felony crimes, and she has been arrested. And according to the statement from the Treasury Department officials, she was found to have a phone on her at the time of her arrest where it contained photographs that she had sent of the documents to BuzzFeed reporters. And there are a couple BuzzFeed reporters who are named. And those photographs were sent via an encrypted application, such as Signal, for example. There are a couple of encrypted apps. Signal is probably the best known. So this woman has been arrested. And I'm told, through other sources, actually I've been told this for quite some time, even before this story broke, that there are going to be arrests of hundreds of deep state traitors inside the United States government. Now, let's back up for a second and look at the structure of how this works. Ever since Trump got elected president, these resistance activists inside the government itself, inside the DOJ, inside the FBI, inside Treasury, and so on, they have committed just felony crimes every day. Some of them are caught on tape, caught on video by Project Veritas, by the way, admitting this. They commit felony crimes every day to try to thwart the Trump presidency, try to interfere with the business of the government, and try to overthrow the president of the United States. And leaking has been a big part of this. These criminal leaks have sent documents to the New York Times, for example. Tax records of President Trump's father were leaked illegally to the New York Times, and then the New York Times published them. So the New York Times and also the Washington Post and many, many other organizations are publishing illegally leaked documents because they are working in conspiracy with the deep state resistance actors who are leaking this information to the so-called media. But the truth is that these people in the media who are then publishing stories based on these illegally leaked documents, these are not actual journalists. They pretend to be journalists. They claim to be journalists. They claim to have protections of journalists. But they're actually traitors. They are seditious traitors who are pretending to be journalists in order to use their publications as a platform to spread disinformation, fake news, lies, and propaganda, often based on leaked documents, which are then selectively edited or selectively ignored in order to create a false narrative to try to destroy the Trump administration. Now, my question to you is, given that the arrests have already begun for the deep state resistance actors, when do the arrests begin for the fake journalists who are actually traitors and propagandists who are deliberately conspiring with criminal traitors inside the deep state in order to publish disinformation that's designed to overthrow democracy? When do these people start getting arrested? That's the question I have, because I think the time has even long passed for that. Some of these people who are pretending to be journalists are communists. They want to overthrow America. They want to nullify the outcome of the 2016 election. They knowingly print lies. They fabricate fake sources. Remember when the New York Times ran that op-ed that they claimed had been written by an insider in the Trump administration? It's widely believed, or at least suspected, that that was written by the New York Times itself. We know the Washington Post fabricates fake sources to push a false news narrative. They've been doing it for 2 years now. The entire Russia collusion narrative is a massive hoax pushed by not just a fake news media, but traitors pretending to be media. And it's time to arrest the traitors. They're actively conspiring with criminals inside the deep state to push false and misleading information onto the public. They are meddling with the elections, you might say. Actually, it's far worse. They're trying to destroy the nation. And they loved Obama, of course, because Obama was the destroyer of worlds. Obama destroyed the U.S. economy to a large extent. He destroyed race relations. He destroyed the rule of law. He destroyed, you know, community policing, where the police were now always getting attacked and even shot out and sometimes executed by radical left-wing groups. Obama engaged in international money laundering to deliver billions of dollars on pallets to the Iranian regime so that they could buy nuclear weapons technology in order to build ballistic delivery systems to deliver nuclear warheads, you know, as weapons, so they could nuke Israel. And Obama did that. And the media loved him. The media loved Obama because the media, the left-wing media I'm talking about, the fake-wing, anti-America left-wing media, they hate America too. And they want to destroy America. So when there was a president in power who was destroying the country, they applauded him, they celebrated him, they worshiped him. They thought that was the best thing ever. But since Trump won the election, because the American people woke up and decided to vote for America for a change, oh, these left-wing fake news media activists, now they've turned to a criminal enterprise. They're conspiring. They are complicit with these deep state criminal felon leakers who are now providing documents, which again are selectively edited or selectively ignored by the media to push these anti-America narratives. So I ask you this question. Who's more guilty here, the leaker or the so-called journalist who publishes the leaked documents? There's a question for you. And it's not like these leaked documents are exposing some big government cover-up. The documents are leaked and published solely to embarrass the Trump administration. This is pure politics. This is not about whistleblowing against corruption. This is not about the First Amendment, freedom of the press. This is about the press pretending to be engaged in journalism when they're actually engaged in propaganda to undermine the United States of America. So there are thousands of indictments currently sealed that are probably going to go active after the midterm elections. And these indictments will seek the arrest and prosecution of, you know, quite literally thousands of deep state traitors and individuals who are complicit in attempting to undermine the United States of America. Many of them are leakers. Many of them are traitors. Some of them have shared state secrets. Some of them are engaged in financial crimes. It runs the gamut, but there are thousands of arrests coming, and it's about time. These arrests need to happen. We need to clean up America by arresting the deep state traitors. We need to identify every damn leaker inside the government and throw their ass behind bars. And identify all the fake journalists who were complicit in that crime and indict and prosecute them as well. Because the First Amendment is not a shield that can protect you against committing acts of treason or sedition, whatever you want to call it, to undermine our democracy. And that's exactly what so-called reporters have done at the New York Times, at the Washington Post, at CNN, BuzzFeed, you name it. So the arrests can't happen quickly enough, as far as I'm concerned. But stay tuned on all this. Read my website, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here. Check out my videos at real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America
manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.